Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com. We are back with the second edition of the Bi-Week Blitz. We had basketball the first time around back in October. Let's do some baseball. Let's do some softball. Let's go to the diamond and Coach Samantha Ricketts, Mississippi State softball. Coach, I'm going to ask you a question to start here. I have never asked any other coach at Mississippi State, and I don't know why I've never asked, but
oh, no.
I thought of it, and I was like, I'll start with her. What kind of boss is Zach Selman?
Ooh. I mean, I really enjoyed Zach Selman. I think he's very relational and for the people. Obviously, I've known him a lot longer, I think, than most. Him and I actually went to grad school together at OU way back in the day. And so I've just really enjoyed since he's been here, how he's been really intentional getting to know not just, you know, the coaches and staff, but the players and their names and their families. And when he comes around the softball games, you know, he brings his family, they're at all the events, and it truly feels like he cares, and he's just so invested in each and every program and what they do day in and day out, which is something that, you know, I think is rare. So that's something I've really enjoyed about him. And he's invested in just really always asking what he can do to help. And I've appreciated what he's brought in to the athletic department. I think just a lot of systems and processes and organizational, just, you know, flows for a lot of different things that have been really beneficial for us. But I think overall, the number one thing I've enjoyed the most is just the relationships and how much he cares about everybody around him that he's working with.
And being at OU all that time, he has to have an appreciation for softball that maybe some other athletic directors would not.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's been a big fan. You know, he was there when my sister was there as well after, and she won a national championship with OU. Obviously knew their staff well. And really, it was one of his first questions to me when he got here was, why aren't we selling tickets for softball? He's like, I don't understand. I'm like, thank you. I've been trying to do that. So I've appreciated that investment has been a huge piece for us as well.
So, It's one of my least favorite things, because I like to talk about games and athletes and coaches. I don't like to talk about the business of sports as much, but the landscape of college athletics. I'm kind of sick of that phrase, but it is what it is. Where is softball right now in the landscape of college athletics? I think,
you know,
it's
really
myself.
Yeah, it really is just such an interesting time. Like for myself, even through my head coaching journey these last couple years now, no year has been the same. You know, my first year as head coach was COVID. And then we went through all the changes after that with the transfer portal into NIL and now rev share. So I think, you know, just trying to adapt and kind of learning where we're at each and every year. And softball is such a rapidly growing sport. The investment that we've seen, particularly from the viewership numbers and what we've seen with our Women's College World Series and the TV numbers that we've pulled in each and every year, we know as a sport that it's really a prime time for us to continue to help elevate the game. And there's just so many eyes on us, and that we have the potential to potentially bring in revenue as a female sport. And there are some programs that are able to do that. Selling tickets is a huge part of it. But you need to have the facilities, I think, to bring in that many people. So I think on that side of it, it's, you know, fighting for women's athletics, giving us a chance to show the growth of our game, the popularity, a chance to produce revenue for these institutions, because the game is so popular and it's just grown faster and faster every year to the point where we are having the same sorts of conversations, obviously on a much different level in terms of NIL and rev share when it comes to recruiting, and just making sure that we can be competitive in that space, particularly in our conference, as the game continues to grow and the popularity, and there's just so many more eyes on us than even there were 8 to 10 years ago.
So let's talk about your team in particular here. And, you know, I look at the stats from last year. You bring back a pretty good chunk of production there in the lineup. You've got some veterans, you know, Nadia, Morgan, Kiera. How big a step can they take forward for you this year? Can they be your top three hitters? Can they be the players who take this team not only into the NCAA tournament, but maybe hosting that regional here in Starkville?
Yeah, I really like our group right now. I think it's particularly those three you mentioned, that senior class, they've been with us for 4 years, which nowadays is rare in the era of college athletics that we're in, and particularly Morgan and Kiara, because they did not play their first two seasons. And I think most players would have left. They would have transferred from opportunities, but they are just so invested in Mississippi State and this program. They worked so hard and they earned the opportunity, and both were full-time starters for us last year and had great seasons. And I'm excited to see what they do with the second year. I think they've learned a lot, had a lot of experience, some big moments for all three of them, where Nadia has pretty much been in the lineup since her freshman year. And she still continues to improve. And I think that's something that we're really proud of in our program, is how our players develop and continue to get better over the course of their careers. And I think Nadia's last year could be her best. I think she could have the potential to do what a Madison Kennedy did in her senior year and put up All-American type numbers for us. She's going to need to be protected. So I think those other two will play a big part. And then really some of my sophomores, ones that were new for us last year, but again, they put in the work. They're really talented. I think Paige Ernstis is one I expect to step up a lot offensively. She was our big pinch hitter. She hit over 330 off the bench as a pinch hitter and walked off number one Texas. Just had some huge moments. And she's, I think, ready for more of a full-time role, and excited to get her in there with some of these others. And that's what's fun about, to me, the recruiting process and the development, is players that stick around and continue to get better. And I think it really helps the culture and everything that we're doing day in and day out.
As a coach, are you sometimes surprised when we talk to a player who maybe hasn't had those opportunities yet and they tell you, "No, I'm staying"?
Yeah, it is interesting, because nowadays, you hear there's so many people in their ear, from their parents to their friends, their teammates at other schools, travel ball coaches. And so there's always rumors flying around, but for us, all we can control is what happens in our own building every day, and just building those relationships and trying to be as open and honest in that communication day in and day out, so it's not just end of the year conversation. So I think with those two, I knew where they were at, and just knew that they saw the vision and the future of what we were working to as well. But there's always, I think, a little bit of a doubt, just because at one point somebody gets in their ear and they're. I think things can change. And we see that too on the flip side. And that's just kind of the era we're in. That's why we bring in bigger freshman classes, just anticipating that not all of them will stay over the course of their career, which is unfortunate, because we like all of our freshman groups we bring in.
Is Delaney Everett ready to be your ace?
She really has the mindset for it. Is she going to be healthy? That's really been what's kind of held her back the last 2 years. She's been through a lot this past season. Her father passed away the first week of season. She had an injury that really limited her pitch count. And she's another one, all the way out here from California. But she says, Starkville reminds her so much of her hometown, of her dad. And she's just such a great kid. And I just really want her senior year to be her best. We may use her in a different role, and we've yet to really get an answer on how to get her back to fully healthy. But if she can come in and be a shutdown closer and throw 50, 60 pitches for us, then she'll do that every day. And she's willing to do whatever it takes. So I think right now that's kind of the role we're looking for. It's still a huge role, but she's got the mentality to go out there and do it. And I'm hoping that that's something that we can do, really just put her in a position to be successful.
Looking at the transfer portal and some of the pitchers that you brought in, I feel bad for our friend Brian Ogden having to write out all the accolades that Paige Gould has accumulated in her college career. She has a pretty decorated resume. You went out in the transfer portal, you got a couple of highly decorated pitchers to come in. How deep is your staff this year? How good do you feel about your pitching?
Yeah, I would say it's the deepest it's ever been since I've been here. And that was really the goal this summer. We approached the end of last season. Obviously, Raelynn Chafin did a phenomenal job for us in her 1 year as our ace. But knowing that, hey, we needed somebody else to be able to step up, particularly if Delaney wasn't going to be fully healthy, and we needed more than one. So we kind of evaluated where we were at compared to where we want to be, which is in the hosting conversation. And the biggest discrepancy we saw in terms of numbers was the pitching staff. So that was the goal this summer. Went out and got three different arms. They're all different years. We got a sophomore, junior, senior transfer, which I think can really help the longevity of that. But definitely a staff, all different looks. Peja obviously being kind of the frontliner one. She was a huge get for us this summer, and she's really lived up to the expectations this fall. Not only what she does on the mound and on the field, but she's just been a phenomenal leader, which is tough to do as a pitcher. You're not out there every day with the group, but I love her competitiveness, her spirit, and she throws just some of the nastiest pitches that I've seen in a long time. And I can't wait to see her throw them against some SEC hitters.
Do you have a true freshman that you think can be a contributor for you this year?
Yeah, I've got a couple I can see mixing in. In the circle, I think Brinkley Morton is kind of, a big part of our future. So it's nice we can kind of protect her with some of the other staff with more experience. So, but she's definitely going to get some innings. We want to get her some experience to start off her career. And I would say Kinley Keller in the outfield, one of our probably top two defensive outfielders right now. She's got a huge arm, been really impressive with what she's done in the outfield right now. Just trying to get her caught up on the offensive side. And then I would say Gabby Schaefer up the middle. She's another one I could see by the end of the year moving into more of a full-time role. She is just one of the most natural, smoothest, athletic infielders that I've seen. She's got great hands, big arm. And I'm excited for both her and Kenley as they kind of continue to progress offensively to see how much we can get them in the lineup there to help us out.
So looking at it right now, your schedule is not complete. You've got the SEC schedule up on at least on OhioState.com. It may be complete, and you just if you want to break some news, you feel free to do it. You go right after it here. Looking at last year, you had two top 25 wins the first weekend of the season. You really dove into the deep end of the pool and were successful there. Is that just the philosophy that you like to have? You want to be battle tested? Because Lord knows the SEC is going to battle test you, but do you like to be ready to go before that first weekend of conference play?
Definitely. I think it's important that we see some quality competition before SEC play because it's a gauntlet from the first weekend to the last. It doesn't matter who you're playing in this conference, anybody can beat you. So it really is a balance, trying to get experience, especially for our younger ones, but then also making sure it's quality experience and then we have some good ranked opponents on there as well. So our schedule hopefully will be out here soon in the next few weeks, but we actually have two road trips to Power Four teams. So we'll start off at Baylor to open the season, which will be a good tournament for us and competition there. And then we'll also make a trip to Clemson. So, and that was really kind of the focus is to get, especially these transfer pitchers who played at this level, but I want them to be in front of these crowds. Clemson does a great job of bringing in huge crowds, even for their non-conference, and for them to feel a little bit of that pressure and just kind of know what that feels like. It's the same reason we went and played at Alabama this fall. They're not on our spring schedule, so we wanted to see how quickly we could get them in front of some true SEC competition, SEC hitters. And I thought that was a great experience for all three of them, but really the whole team.
About 2.5 months, I guess, to the start of this season. So this is a tough question to ask because I'm going to ask you about what we're going to look at the end of the season. How do you think this team will be remembered when it's all said and done?
It's tough. I think any coach you talk to, it depends on the day. Or some days you're like, "Oh, we're terrible. We're not going to do anything." And some days you're like, "I think we could be pretty good."
That's just like anybody else with the kids, man, sometimes.
It really is. You're like, "All right, well, how's this going to turn out?" But I do really enjoy this team. I think overall they're very focused in their goals and their groups, and they've really worked hard on. We use the fall a lot, just building relationships and enhancing our culture, and they've, I think, really been intentional with that this season, I think, which will help us in the long run. I think just on the field overall, maybe we don't score as many runs as we did last year, but I think we're more athletic. I think we can steal more bases. I think we're going to play better defense, which has been goals for us to be a little bit more well-rounded instead of just trying to hit the long ball. And then I think the pitching staff is going to be kind of the equalizer. If our staff can, if we can lower that ERA and limit people to run so we're not putting as much pressure on the offense through a lot of those games, I think we can put ourselves in a good position to be in that hosting conversation again. We were in it for a little bit last year, but we want to actually finish and see our name up there with the Starkville Regional at the end of the year. And I think this team has the capability to do that.
All right, one last question. You don't happen to know where Lane Kiffin's going to go, do you?
I don't. Nobody likes to tell. Nobody tells me that information.
Okay, I was making sure, if you knew, I wanted to get that out there. So we'll, I just, you know, I'm asking everybody. We got
Somebody
to know.
has to know, right? Everybody, all the experts online know.
I'm trying to find out, Coach. I'm doing the best I can here. Coach Samantha Ricketts, always a pleasure to talk to you. Mississippi State softball. Looking forward to another great season here in Starkville.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.